Welcome to the AI Daily Briefing for Saturday, May 30th, 2026. I'm Bob, and here's what happened in AI over the last 24 hours. Mistral held its AI Now Summit in Paris, and the message was clear. They're not just a model company anymore, they're building the full AI stack. Compute, models, platforms, and consultancy. They announced a 40-megawatt data center in Paris with more coming, including one in Sweden. The headline product was Vibe for Work, their answer to Claude for Work, focused on enterprise AI deployments. What stood out was Mistral's bet on specialized small models. They showcased Document AI doing large-scale OCR for the EU Patent Office, Voxtrol powering Amazon's Alexa Plus in Europe, and Robostrol for industrial robotics with ASML. The pitch, small, focused models beat the big general-purpose ones on speed and cost, especially for agentic workflows. BNP Paribas is already running Mistral on-prem for KYC in Belgium, keeping sensitive data inside their walls. European AI sovereignty isn't just a slogan anymore, it has a balance sheet. Step Fund dropped Step 3.7 Flash, a 198 billion parameter mixture of experts model with only 11 billion active parameters. Its vision language has a 256,000 token context window, hits 400 tokens per second, and ships under Apache 2.0. It scored number one on Clawvile and number two on SWE Pro. It's already running on Mac Studios, DGX Spark, and AMD hardware, with day one support from NVIDIA NIM, VLM, and SGLang. The open-weight model ecosystem just got a lot more interesting. Liquid AI released LFM 2.5, an 8 billion parameter MoE with only 1 billion active parameters. It's designed for edge devices and consumer laptops, with a 128,000 token context window trained on 38 trillion tokens. The big leap is instruction following. IFEval jumped from 79 to 92%, and hallucination rates dropped dramatically on the Omniscience benchmark. It has day one support for Llama.PTC, MLX, VLLM, and SGLang, meaning you can run this on a MacBook Air. Liquid also doubled the vocabulary to 128,000 tokens, getting massive compression improvements for Hindi, Thai, Vietnamese, and Arabic. A startup called Shift made waves with an unusual offer. They'll clean your apartment in New York for free. The catch? Cleaners wear head-mounted cameras recording every scrub, mop, and dust. That footage, anonymized and blurred, gets licensed to robotics companies training household robots. Shift operates under Micro AGI, which raised over $5 million and already has 10,000 cleaners across 15 countries. They're expanding to San Francisco, London, Zurich, and Munich. Love it or hate it, it's a creative data play. Trade a spotless apartment for training the robots that might clean it someday. The MCP is dead debate hit Hacker News hard, with over 200 points. The argument is that MCP servers eat context. One team measured 77 tool definitions consuming 21,000 tokens, over 10% of Claude's context window. The alternative gaining traction is CLI first. Instead of loading 42 linear tools, just curl the GraphQL endpoint. Claude Code responded by rolling out deferred tool loading, which reduces context usage by 85%. The skills pattern versus MCP debate isn't settled, but the community is clearly looking for lighter weight tool integrations. On the regulation front, Illinois officially passed SB 315, now America's strongest state-level AI safety law. It mandates annual independent third-party audits for frontier AI developers and requires safety incident reporting within 72 hours. OpenAI and Anthropic supported the bill. With 13% odds on a federal AI law before 2027, according to Polymarket, states are forging ahead on their own. And a quick follow-up on Claude Opus 4.8, which launched yesterday, community reactions are mixed. Ahmad Osman called it, quote, "You're absolutely right in the worst possible ways," pointing to excessive agreeableness. Speculation continues that Opus 4.8 may be a stepping stone toward Mythos, Anthropic's rumored next-generation model expected in early June. That's the briefing for Saturday, May 30th. I'll be back tomorrow with more AI news. For the local AI and self-hosted edition, check episode 2 in the feed.